Good day. I'm Paige Estrotori with your weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, your ultimate destination for personal and business insurance solutions. Our first story of this week is quite compelling. It centers on the Australian Securities and Investments Commission taking Hollard Insurance to federal court. Hollard stands accused of breaching utmost good faith in their claim handling process. This legal action stems from a storm damage claim the insurer left lingering for 3.5 years, resulting in a couple's home in regional Victoria becoming uninhabitable. The home was condemned ultimately due to issues like moisture and mold that demanded total demolition. Hollard initially accepted, then later rejected the claim, concluding the saga with a cash settlement over $1.5 million. In response, ASIC expresses its intention to set an industry precedent about the unacceptability of such protracted delays in claim settlements. Meanwhile, job cuts are on the horizon over at Suncorp. The leading Australian insurer is contemplating cutting down nearly half of its motor claims, assessing team, and offshoring some duties. The finance sector union is challenging this move, raising concerns about job security, the short consultation period, and the principle of offshoring. Although Suncorp will provide redeployment options for the affected employees, the ongoing industry restructuring could hint at cost-cutting decisions in the future. The wider industry and stakeholders eagerly await more clarity on this matter. In another corner of the industry, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority has underscored the importance of accurate disclosures in insurance applications with a recent ruling. A trucking firm faced claim denial due to misrepresented operational and insurance history, in addition to understating their operational radius. My friends, let this serve as a reminder of the serious consequences of misrepresentations in insurance applications. The business world and insurers might need to tighten procedures and verifications to prevent such instances, possibly prompting regulatory updates. Finally, some good news for football lovers and stakeholders alike. Bringing us a mix of sport and insurance, Gowgate secures a 2-year extension as the official insurance broker for Football NSW. This comes after a rigorous tender process and speaks volumes about the firm's grasp of football's unique insurance needs. Both Gowgate and Football NSW are optimistic about this partnership, lending a hand in sustaining soccer infrastructure across New South Wales while ensuring easily accessible, affordable insurance for its stakeholders. This wraps up our week's top stories. Stay tuned for next week's segment to keep you up to date on all things insurance. I'm Paige Estrotori, signing off. Remember, for more information, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Enjoy the rest of your day.